Have you ever considered about creating a personal brand that's even more powerful than the one you've got right now? Maybe you need some help. Maybe you need some coaching or mentoring. Guess who can help? Yes, me. Whether it's a case of creating your own web TV show, or working on your online profile, or your mindset or business techniques, let's get together. And you don't even have to be in this country. We can do it by Skype. We can do it online. We can do it by email, and it'll still have the same effect. So let's get together and turbocharge your brand too. I'm Dave Crane. Welcome back to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. If you've ever considered doing business in the Middle East, I can tell you it's not the easiest thing to do unless you talk to one of our guests, Philip Hughes. This guy is a launch specialist and a guru when it comes to doing business in the Middle East. Most people arrive, get off a plane, have a meeting, and think they've gone back with a contract, and then find nothing happens. There is a way to get it right. We're going to find out in this show. Also, if you're a boss or a business leader, we're going to share with you 10 things you must not talk about with your staff. And I guarantee you've done at least 3 of them. We're going to stop them all, well, at least you will, after you've seen this. And on top of it, if you can get even more into this show, we're going to be profiling one of the greatest directors of all time. Possibly the most influential person behind the camera. Steven Spielberg. Oh yes. If you love E.T., or you love Minority Report, or even Jurassic Park, then that's only the tip of the iceberg. There's even more coming, and I bet there's loads of things that you didn't know about him, but you'll find out on this show. Wouldn't you like to borrow his business model? Well, I'll give it to you on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. This is one you're going to want to keep. 10 things you mustn't say as a boss if you want to have a very successful business. Number one, don't talk about your money. Your money in the bank, your earnings, what you spend your money on. Don't do it. You're going to earn more than your staff, so keep it to yourself. They don't need to know and they don't want to know. Number two, if you are broke or the company is broke, don't share that with people. They'll start looking for a job somewhere else. They won't trust you, and they won't believe that you've got the ability to turn everything round. Because if you had done, you would have done by now. Number three, gossip. Don't bitch about people. Don't say bad things behind their back. Don't share juicy gossip, however good it is, about members of staff. It'll all come back to you, and you're the boss. You've got to be above that stuff. If you're not above it, you're in it, and it all comes around and reflects straight back on you. Number four, your sex life. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it in the middle? Is it on your own? It doesn't matter. Nobody needs to know. Keep it to yourself. Whatever's going on behind the sheets, behind the closed doors, keep it that way. People have to work with you on a professional basis, and they need to see that you're exactly the same kind of person too. If you want to see how that doesn't work, Bill Clinton. Anyway, moving on. Number five, insomnia. What keeps you awake at night thinking about the business? If you can't sleep, then don't tell anybody you can't sleep. Just say you had a bumpy night. Burglars. The baby kept you up. Next door's cat was needing feeding. Doesn't matter. Don't tell anybody you're having problems and you're thinking about it and you're losing sleep. It's a big, big no-no. Don't share about your older job. Don't tell people it was better than the one you've got right now, and that company looked after staff, and they had a boss that really looked after everybody and inspired them. They're going to want to go and work there. They're working for you right now, so make it look like the best job ever, even if you're keeping it to yourself about the truth. Remember looking at a swan? A swan is gliding up above the surface all the time, whereas underneath it's peddling like anything to keep it all going. That's how you need to be as a boss. Number seven, cutting jobs, cutting departments, axing people. Don't let anybody know if you have to do it at all. Keep it to yourself and find a subtle way of getting the message out to the concerned person and getting them out of the office and out of the company with immediate effect. If you can do that, then it's a great way to do it. But do not share or bitch or let anybody know that jobs are going to be lost. Otherwise, everyone will take it to heart and they will lose. And you could end up with a revolution on your hands. And guess who that benefits? The competition. Everybody goes there and they let you know that they're off as well. Number eight, when you think about politics, do not share them. internal politics I'm talking about. Not just juicy gossip about somebody, but when you feel that somebody's doing this or doing that and you want to tell everybody about it, don't. Keep it to yourself, rise above it, let them find out for themselves if it's relevant. If it concerns you as a boss, it's your company, take appropriate action, but do not share all the office politics with everybody else. Number 9, very simple. Don't tell everybody the truth. You don't need to. You're the boss. You've seen enough politicians talking about the state of the world, the state of the economy, the state of their country, their foreign policy, what a great invasion that turned out to be. They put a spin on it. Put a spin on it. Unless somebody is a partner, unless somebody has a vested interest in helping you, and they shouldn't be really working in your company if that's the case, I sounded that wrong, a vested interest in helping you get your head straight for the business, then you don't have to tell them the truth about everything. Spin it. Make sure it all comes back as a positive, and while you're at it, start using that on yourself. It really does help. And number 10, the final thing that you need to know when you're running a business, 10 things that you don't talk about, other staff's wages. They don't need to know how much everybody else is on. Imagine finding out that somebody on the same position as you is earning twice as much as you. You don't need to know. Okay, some people are commission sales. Some people will be on the same wage because they don't go out and meet customers. Keep that level to you and the accounts department, and that is it, and possibly the member of staff who's getting the wages. So there you have it. 10 things as a boss you must use in your business and stop doing. Use those 10 to know what you shouldn't be doing. We're going to get more information that's really juicy like that and keep it to ourselves. No, we're not really. We're going to share it with you on future episodes of Turbocharge Your Brand TV. A lot of this show is about being a boss and about being a leader, and there's never been a better time to recruit staff as there is right now. First of all, look at the economy. There's people losing jobs who are very, very well trained, desperate to stay and pay their bills. They're a lot cheaper than they used to be, but I didn't tell you that. But more than ever, if you want to recruit somebody, you can use social media to find out every single thing you need to know about them. Think about it. Facebook page, Google them first of all, find out what stuff comes up online. I guarantee good things and bad things will come up. If there's lots of bad things about them and you can't find them, they've done a great job of hiding it within Google. But then you can find their name, connect with them on Facebook, or in many cases, have a look at their data. Even if you're not connected, most people don't keep it private. You can see the things that they talk about on a daily basis. If they talk about hating their boss or stealing things from a company or whatever it is, you know what you're going to get when you take them on. Cross-reference that with their LinkedIn profile. Now, your LinkedIn profile isn't just a CV. It's also the way that you want to be perceived by people to show up in search engines. It also shows testimonials and people's thoughts about you in business, and also how connected you are, how much of a go-getter you are, and when you decide you want something, who's out there connected with you who will give it to you as a first-person contact. You can also check them out on Twitter. On Twitter, you'll get their gossip. You get their thoughts, you find their retweets, the things that they like to talk about and share with other people as well, but you'll also get a great insight into their personality. And then have a look at them on YouTube. Most people don't have a YouTube profile. They'll have a look at stuff, but they don't tend to have their own channel. If they do, have a look at it. There must be something of interest there. Even stuff that they share with other people, or stuff they've got about themselves, it'll tell you a lot about how they create stuff, and also their inner content and what they like to share with the outside world. And the fifth one I'd look at as well is Pinterest. Now, this is relatively new. Most people haven't got a clue how to use it. Imagine having a vision board online. Remember the vision board from The Secret, where you can post anything you want. All the pictures that you normally have in your fridge, you can put them on the internet and share them with other people and repin other people's stuff. It could be about business, it could be about personal life, it could be about your thoughts and feelings. When you have a look at somebody's Pinterest, if they've got lots of pictures of killing dead animals, they're not killing dead animals, they're already dead, but doing horrible things, you'll have a better insight into their daydreaming and thoughts and their visual process than you could have got any other way. So have a look at those 5 different elements when it comes to recruiting, and you'll have an insight into who to shortlist long before you get them into the room. Have you ever considered doing business in the Middle East? It's not easy. I'm not saying that because of the different sorts of people you get here, but because a yes is more like to be an inshallah. An inshallah has a lot of different factors involved. Confused? Well, you should be, because a lot of people come from the UK, from the US, different parts of Europe, to come to the Middle East where there's some great business to be done. The culture here is all about barter, trading, there's some wonderful opportunities, but then they believe they've got the job done, they leave, and find that nothing happens. And it's their fault. There's a specific way to doing business in here. And when you get it right, there's millions and billions to be made. So how do you go about that? Well, I'm going to share with you an interview that I did with a very good friend of mine, Philip Hughes. Philip has launched many multi-million dollar companies out here. He's also trained and consulted for companies all around the world and showed them how to do work in this region. How to walk away with a contract and turn that into real cash and not just a promise of cash. So how do you turbocharge your brand in Dubai and the GCC and the Middle East? And in fact, the same techniques will probably work when you travel anywhere in the world. Find out now with Philip Hughes on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
The business here is actually quite good fun, because business here is actually awful lot easier and simpler than it is in Europe or the rest of the world. We're so stuck in our filters as the way things are done that we forget the most simple thing in business. What do you want? I want this. I have that. Great. That's it. That's the secret to the Middle East and doing business. And so if you're here and you have got something, and you go to somebody and you say, what do you want? Not, I have this, it is a fantastic, it does this, it does that, and it will make you feel like, wrong! And that's why doing business here in the Middle East is fun. It's very actually easy. And then the next thing is, it's actually very lucrative. You've got a huge market here. You know, depending on what you're selling and where you're going to, you've got 150 million people living in Iran. Yeah, I know you guys with links to America can't sell there, but some people can. There's 150 million people. It's a huge market.
Using mobile phones, watching television, living in everything, yeah.
Right. Now, what I've seen is that the companies I've started down here, when we had the right products for the marketplace, we sold. Every year, we hit probably the best growth numbers in the whole year. Everyone wanted more, but we grew every year. We were profitable every year. It was expensive to be here every year, but we put a business model in place that made that happen. Every year, because we were having fun enjoying, we would work with people we trusted and we would get them to grow our business. So having this relationship, I started off by having customers. I've ended up having lifelong friends. And those guys go out of their way to do business for me because it's good for them. And it's such a simple thing that we've forgotten about in Europe. The nearest and only places that you can really see that simplicity at work and that fun and that ability to grow quickly is going to a flea market or a car boot sale or farmer's produce market. If you've got a product at a farmer's market that's really good and it's what people want, you do well. You forget that in all of this highfalutin corporate politics and return on investment analysis and accountants ruling the world. Why do business in the Middle East? It's great fun.
It's time for Ask Dave, and every single question that I answer, I will give you a copy of the Jump and Grow Wings Mindset Package, all the motivational tools you'll ever need with videos, with audios, and books that will really help you to turbocharge your brand. This week's question, Wason Lee, who's actually a very good friend of mine, has just asked me, Dave, I'm also a hypnotist, but my clients want to have a copy of my show. How can I best get it to them? Should I create DVDs? Should I post the DVDs? What do you reckon? Well, Wason, thanks for asking. I found a very similar problem in the fact that people ask about it, but if you take time to deliver it, okay, it's nice to have it in their hands, but you can't guarantee that the expense of creating a DVD will actually turn into a gig for you. What I suggest instead is you get one of your shows and you chop it up. Cut off the beginning, cut off the end. And this isn't true for just hypnosis shows. This is true for any presentation that you want to make. Take the most juicy 4 to 10 minutes, maybe even a minute and a half, depending on how much of the impact is there, and put it onto YouTube. Simple. Upload it to YouTube, get the URL or the contact details at the top, which is the www.youtube.com, but you know that bit, and put that into your emails. Send it out to people, let them see and get a taste of what it is that you can do. Or even better, you can create a video so people can watch the entire video online. But YouTube is the fastest and cheapest way to do it. If you go to any of my websites, whether you go to DubaiMotivationalSpeaker.com, or you have a look at the DaveCraneHypnosisShow.com, all these different areas, you can see exactly how I get my message out to people. So therefore, they're watching, they're deciding, they're interviewing me while I'm doing something else. Just send them a link. Otherwise, you're going to end up chasing up, and then you find out really hard how your conversion rate actually works. You can end up working on 10 different projects, and none of them come through. Much better, getting it all done online, sending them a link. They can respect you, they can share it with their friends, and they can make a decision while you're concentrating on a real sale. So thanks for writing in, Wason, and I hope that helps. Every single week on Turbocharge Your Brand TV, we profile a high achiever and a life designer, somebody who's really changed the game when it comes to their own type of business, whether it's actual business, or it's movies, or it's entertainment, or music, or even some other genre like sport. This week, we look at the most influential director of all time. For the last 40 years, he's been creating everything from the biggest and best adventure films to the films that make you think about things in a completely different way, whether he's talking about Holocaust, or slavery, or anything like that. He's changed the way that you deal with stuff. He's also won 2 Oscars, one for Schindler's List, and also another one for Saving Private Ryan. And 3 times, he's broken the world box office record for bringing out a film and beating it again each time. First of all with Jaws, then with E.T., and then with Jurassic Park. In my opinion, he created the blockbuster and set down a template by which most other people try and copy and follow, and in many cases fall really short of the mark. His estimated earnings from the films that he's made so far have been $8.5 billion. His own personal wealth, according to Forbes, is somewhere in the region of $3 billion himself. Not bad to have in your bank balance. What did I say in your bank balance? You own a bank when you got that kind of money. But that's not what you enjoy about him. He always seems to come up with something fresh. And even if you don't like all his films, you can't ignore them. And that's why we're not ignoring him here. Time now to enjoy the genius of Steven Spielberg on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
I didn't have a choice. when you have a dream, and the dream isn't something you dream and then it happens, the dream is something you never knew was going to come into your life. Dreams always come from behind you, not right between your eyes. It sneaks up on you. But when you have a dream, it doesn't often come at you screaming in your face, this is who you are, this is what you must be for the rest of your life. Sometimes a dream almost whispers. And I've always said to my kids, the hardest thing to listen to, your instincts, your human personal intuition, always whispers, it never shouts. Very hard to hear. So you have to, every day of your lives, be ready to hear what whispers in your ear. It very rarely shouts. And if you can listen to the whisper, and if it tickles your heart, and it's something you think you want to do for the rest of your life, then that is going to be what you do for the rest of your life, and we will benefit from everything you do. Thank you very much.
And that's it. Did you enjoy the show? Pretty cool, eh? Everything that you needed to know and needed to ask more, which is why you should contact me and ask Dave at the email address, dave@thelifedesigners.com. Let me know how much you're enjoying things. Share it. Give a comment. Like it. And tell your friends to come to the website, too. Next week, even more stuff. If you've been wondering how to make pay-per-click work for you, or you don't even know what pay-per-click is, we're going to be sharing that, and also how to make a viral video with Christian Farioli. This guy can make a video within a couple of weeks, over 250,000 people have watched it on YouTube. There is a secret, and he's going to share it with us. Also, I'll teach you how to give your business the one-line makeover. One line that will drive people to use you more and also drive yourself and your staff so you keep a very simple objective of staying on track for your goals. And who is going to be the case study? Well, somebody who you might like and you might hate. And judging by the profile of his show, you probably hate him. He's got a mop top hairstyle. He's less than 21 years old. But last year, he made $53 million. In less than 3 years, he's come out of nowhere to make best-selling films, best-selling albums, and have a whole fan base that would do anything for him. Justin Bieber. I don't expect you to like him, but what I do expect for you is to have a little curiosity of how if you can take one idea from how he's done it and use it on your business, imagine how much money that would make for you too. Intriguing in a kind of way, I know. But even so, I'm fascinated, and so should you be. All that and more coming on the next episode. Join me for Turbocharge Your Brand TV.